Transportation Committee will come to order. Welcome to the first, one of the first Senate Committee hearings of 2020. Happy New Year, members. Good morning. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol, and I ask that all members of the committee be present on the Senate floor so we can establish a quorum as they are. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public in the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow. For all individuals who would like to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will also be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 1-877-336-4437, and the access code is 826-8428. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and our committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to sign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted, and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony. We appreciate everyone's patience. I will maintain decorum as well during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We have one bill on today's agenda. Before we hear the presentation on the bill, let's establish a quorum, please. Consultant, please call the roll.
Senator Gonzalez.
Here.
Gonzalez, here. Bates. Allen. Archuleta.
Here.
Archuleta, here. Becker. Cortese. Cortese, here. Dolly.
Here.
Dolly, here. Dodd.
Here.
Dodd, here. McGuire.
Here.
McGuire, here. Melendez. Min.
Here.
Min, here. Newman.
Here.
Newman, here. Rubio. Skinner.
Here.
Skinner, here. Umberg. Wykowski.
Here.
Wykowski, here. Wilk.
Okay, we've established a quorum. Thank you, Madam Consultant. Now let's hear from our first author. We have Senator McGuire here. Welcome, Senator McGuire. You may present your bill on SB 307.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and good morning, committee. Thank you so much for allowing me to be able to present today, Madam Chair and committee members. SB 307 is a critical bill that seeks to stop one of the largest environmental threats that this state has seen, and the North Coast will be witnessing in decades. A proposal from a clandestine operation hiding behind an anonymous LLC out of Wyoming. They want to ship millions upon millions upon millions of tons of coal through the middle of California, into the Bay Area, and then up into Northern California through the counties of Marin, Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt. That coal would then be shipped to Asian markets through the port of Humboldt. Specifically, SB 307 will protect California, preventing all state funding from going to this initiative. To be able to block improvements on the now defunct North Coast Rail Line north of the city of Willits. Further, it bans state money from being spent on the build out of any new bulk coal terminal facilities within the county of Humboldt. Now, this issue, for those who have been in the legislature for a bit, may sound familiar to you. Similar legislation was passed and impacted Senator Skinner's district when then Senator Hancock brought forward Senate Bill 1279 in 2016. That also blocked funding when a toxic coal train and coal terminal was proposed for the Port of Oakland. This proposed toxic coal train, moving to current day, is an environmental disaster in the making. The Midwest coal that would travel through the Sierras across the Golden State through the heart of thriving communities, ancient redwood state and national wildlands. It would also run along the Russian and Eel Rivers, which are the main source of drinking water for nearly 1 million residents. It's crucial that we stop this dangerous operation. Coal is the most damaging source of energy on the planet. It's the number one contributor, hands down, to our climate crisis. When burned, coal spews mercury into the atmosphere to be rained down upon our coasts and waterways, where it accumulates in fish, poisoning people and wildlife. Allowing intensive coal shipments along this environmentally sensitive habitat would be inconsistent to our state's investments in moving towards more renewable energy. The toxic coal train is officially opposed by the counties of Humboldt, Mendocino, Sonoma, and Marin, the vast majority of cities along the corridor, including the city of Santa Rosa, city of Petaluma, city of Willits, city of Ukiah, and the city of Eureka, among other environmental organizations, including the Sierra Club, Humboldt Baykeeper, and the Russian Riverkeeper. I have with me today Alicia Harmon. She is the executive director of Friends of the Eel River. We're grateful that Ms. Heyman is with us, along with Daniel Brand, representing the Sierra Club. Madam Chair, I would respectfully ask for an aye vote at the appropriate time.
Thank you, Senator McGuire, and I know you've worked on this for some time, so we appreciate the presentation. So we'll first start off with Ms. Heyman with Friends of the Eel River. I believe she may be on the teleconference line.
Good afternoon, Chair and committee members. Thanks for the opportunity to speak on this important matter today. My name is Alicia Heyman. I'm the executive director for Friends of the Eel River, and I'm here to speak in support of SB 307. Like Senator McGuire said, this bill would prevent any state funding from going to help coal companies transport coal on the NCRA rail right-of-way from Humboldt Bay Harbor. The Eel River Canyon is, put simply, just not an appropriate location for a railroad. When it was last operated over 25 years ago, the Northwestern Pacific Railroad was prone to frequent derailments, the evidence of which still lie in the river, and it was the most expensive line in the nation to maintain. Restoring rail service to the Eel River Canyon would devastate the progress made towards fisheries restoration and remediation of environmental harms caused by the railroad. If you add coal to the equation, residents of the North Coast would be subject to poisoned air and water. The negative impacts of coal transportation and storage on public health really cannot be understated. The passage of SB 307 is pivotal to the progress in restoration of the North Coast region and its fisheries. And Friends of the Eel River proudly supports this bill, and we're working really hard to do everything we can to stop this toxic coal train. So I respectfully ask for your aye vote in support of SB 307.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Ms. Heyman. We will now move to the second witness in support, Mr. Daniel Barrett with Sierra Club.
Good morning, Chair and members. Daniel Barrett on behalf of Sierra Club California and our 500,000 members and supporters throughout the state. We're in strong support of SB 307. This bill is key to protecting North Coast communities, watersheds, ecosystems, and wildlife from a $1 billion toxic plant that was developed in secret by coal companies in the Midwest to ship coal through the North Coast. We have also known for decades that burning coal has horrific public health impacts and is a massive contributor to the climate crisis. California cannot be a leader on clean air and climate and also facilitate the combustion of fossil fuels throughout the world. Again, Sierra Club strongly supports SB 307 and we respectfully urge your aye vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony. So we've concluded our two primary witnesses in support. We will move on now to any witnesses in the gallery in support of SB 307. Seeing none. Okay, then we'll move on to the teleconference line. If we have any additional witnesses in support on the teleconference line, moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify on SB 307 in support, please.
Thank you. If you wish to speak in support of SB 307, please press 1, then 0 at this time. I do have about 3 in queue. We'll go to line 16. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair and members, good morning. This is Paul Yoder on behalf of the Boards of Supervisors in Mendocino and Humboldt counties in support of SB 307. Thank you.
Thank you. Next comment, please.
Thank you. It'll just be one moment for the next comment. Next Line 18, please go ahead.
Madam Chair and members, Elena Ortiz on behalf of Save the Redwoods League in support.
Thank you. Line 17, please go ahead.
Hello, this is Reggie Collins. I'm the Legal and Policy Director of California Trout. I'll also be adding a Me Too from Trout Unlimited. And we're in strong support of SB 307. Thank you.
Thank you. I have no further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, moderator. Having heard from all the supporters, we will now follow the same process for any one wishing to testify in opposition. We don't have any primary witnesses in opposition, but we will move to the gallery, see none at this time. And then we will move back to the teleconference line for any witnesses in opposition, please. Moderator, do we have anyone who'd like to testify in opposition to SB 307?
Thank you. If you wish to speak in opposition to SB 307, please press 1, then 0 at this time. I have no comments in queue at this time.
Thank you, moderator. So we've concluded support and opposition. We will now take the discussion back to members. Are there any questions on the floor for SB 307? Senator Archuleta.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to begin by stating that my support for SB 307 and acknowledge the work that the author has done. My colleague has done intensive research and has been on this for, I think this is the second year on this. But I do have a question and a concern, and that is that if we pass SB 307, it becomes law, and what happens down the road when the federal government says they need that rail system? Will this be able to stop that? And that is my question to the author.
Thank you, Senator Archuleta. Senator McGuire, would you like to respond now or
sure.
add that in your close? Okay.
Is that all right, Madam Chair?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair, and thank you so much, Senator Archuleta, for the great question. So federal regulation preempts all state regulation. Railroads are a federally regulated utility, and here's where we're at. We'll be moving forward with an application with the Surface Transportation Board in Washington, D.C., to rail bank the line Willits all the way up to Humboldt Bay in Samoa. Rail banking is approved by the Surface Transportation Board that oversees all freight rail for the United States. If at any time there is a viable entity as far as a freight rail operation that would like to be able to transition the trail back to rail, by law, we would have to do so. Since the Rail Banking Act was passed by Congress in 1989, 25,000 miles of freight rail has been transitioned into trails. Less than 20 miles of that 25,000 total has ever been transitioned back from trail to rail. There has not been a viable freight entity on the North Coast since this was shut down in the early 90s. As we heard from our witnesses, the last train that went up the Eel River Canyon that has some of the most geologically unstable soils on Earth, rail cars still remain in the middle of the Eel River that were washed out from the line by a landslide. Candidly, we will never see another freight rail go up the Eel River Canyon. It will literally take billions of dollars, most likely well over $10 billion, to be able to fix up the Eel River Canyon section and the southern sections for a viable freight operator, and it simply won't make the cut when it comes to finances.
Thank you for articulating that, and I think that was my point, to be able to have you express the danger of the rail coming back. So with that, I urge an aye vote on SB 307.
Thank you, Madam Senator Chair. Archuleta. I appreciate that. Senator Skinner.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to express my appreciation to the author for bringing forward this bill. We know that coal use overall in the United States has dropped, while California clearly has a 100% renewable goal for electricity generation, and other states don't. even though other states don't, coal-based generation of electricity has been dropping annually in the United States, which it's not necessarily the case elsewhere in the world. So, of course, one of the only markets for coal is externally, and since we are clear that it is one of the most serious pollutants when it comes to the climate crisis, we don't necessarily want to be assisting having our coal going elsewhere and being burnt, meaning coal and generated in North America. So I think this is a very wise bill in addition to its protection of the North Coast. And as the senator pointed out, a similar action was taken to prevent a coal depot from the Port of Oakland for the same reason. It would have been coal generated elsewhere and sold then to Asia. So with that, I will move the bill.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Senator Wieckowski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Putting aside all the discussions on coal, has the state or has other legislation ever had a bill that would prohibit any state money from being used to rehabilitate existing facilities or operations, as the staff report points out, including a rail yard or a rail, any rail infrastructure? I get the rail banking, I understand that, but we're doing more than that, more than just coal. We're saying we'll never spend any money on any of these facilities. Have we ever done that to the author's knowledge?
Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Wieckowski. Unfortunately, federal law does not allow the state and or local entities to be able to single out individual uses of rail, for example, coal or oil. It's all or nothing. And that is why it is stated as such in the bill. Under the previous bill in 2016, when then Senator Hancock advanced her bill, it was very focused on the issue of coal terminals. But there is an active rail line in the port in and around the Port of Oakland. There has not been an active rail line in this stretch for, well, since before I was in high school, so 30 years ago. And so that is why we are focused on rail. And just being candid about it, there is no way in hell a freight rail line will ever start again through the Eel River Canyon. It's too expensive, and the business simply is not there. In fact, we've talked with a half dozen freight operators since we started on the Great Redwood Trail over the past several years, and no one can make the business case to be able to make the improvements that will literally be billions of dollars, and the freight operation simply is not there to sustain any type of future freight rail.
Okay, I mean, I just wanted, so if I understand, in order to get the prohibition on the coal element on the line, you have to say that the state would put no money into any rail operation, which is different from the Hancock bill, because technically you could still run coal up and down the line, you just couldn't get it to the terminal. That was the difference.
Correct.
I guess the other question is I have is that, and this is the continuous line, so I understand the Eel River as it crosses through the different sections there, but let's say, you're in Ferndale, and the line goes to Arcata, and somebody wants to use that line, they, under the federal system, they could, and again, I don't see it economically making sense right now, but in the future, they could go into the federal government under the rail banking, get an exemption to do that. Under this legislation, no state funds would be allowed to rehabilitate the rail yard or any of the facilities. That would have to be a future legislature that would have to deal with it.
You're correct, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wieckowski. Thank you, Senator McGuire. And we have one last question from Senator Dully.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. I really just have a comment more than a question. I've been in favor of rail banking for some time. I believe that it's an opportunity to keep the corridor intact. We can make trails out of them. We can do whatever. But we don't know what the future holds. 100 years from now, when we're not here, maybe there is some other use for that corridor and it would be maintained. But this bill is more about resources available as the state looks at it. Those determinations will be done at the federal level on how those rail banks will be used. So for this bill, I'm going to support it today. And the reason being is that if we're going to spend any of the resources that are available to Californians, there's a lot better places that we should be focusing our resources on. We just, you know, during the break, we had the ports analysis. I know many of you were there. And we talked about getting a rail line from the ports in San Diego out to the Inland Empire, which would reduce traffic in our inner cities and actually do good carbon work. Reducing carbon. So those are the areas that I think that if California is going to be spending resources, we should be focusing those resources on areas where we know we can reduce truck traffic in our inner cities and ports and put rail lines out to intermodal systems that work outside of our city. So that's the reason I'll be supporting this bill. In the future, we don't know what's going to come. We'll keep that rail banked where it should be. People can hike that as a trail for now, but in the future, if it wanted to be used for some sort of transportation, it would be available through the federal process.
Thank you, Senator Dolley. I think we already have a motion from Senator Skinner, but I would concur as well with most of my colleagues that I'd like to say thank you, Senator McGuire, for bringing this forward. I know you've been working on this for 4+ years. It's certainly well worth the opportunity for us to engage in discussion and continue to influence the process of the federal government as well. So with that, would you like to close?
Madam Chair, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for your sincere and direct engagement, your amazing staff team for their sincere and direct engagement into this committee, for the conversation today, Senator Archuleta, Senator Skinner, Senator Wachowski, Senator Dolley, for this conversation, and would be grateful to have your support to be able to stop the toxic coal train.
Thank you very much, Senator McGuire. We have a motion by Senator Skinner. So that's been moved. The motion is due pass and referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Consultant, can you please call the roll?
This is SB 307 McGuire. Motion is due pass and re-refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Gonzalez.
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Bates. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Becker. Cortese.
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Dolley.
Aye.
Dolley, aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Melendez. Min.
Aye.
Min, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Rubio. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Umberg.
Yeah, we take over
presence. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wilk.
How many? Okay, looks like the bill is out. We will leave the bill on call as well, though, because we are waiting for another member to arrive. So, Senator McGuire, thank you for your presentation, but it looks like the bill is out, but we'll leave
thank
it on call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you very much. I think we're waiting for one other senator to arrive. We'll leave the bill on call as she arrives. We'll continue the discussion. Thank you, everyone. Okay, at this time, we'll take a brief recess while we wait for our senator to arrive. Thank you. Go ahead and close the roll. At this point, we have, I believe, 11 ayes and no. Excuse me one moment. Okay. It looks like the bill is out with 11 ayes and 0 noes. We want to go ahead and end the Senate hearing on the Senate Committee on Transportation. And we want to thank all the individuals who participated in public testimony today. If you are not able to testify, please submit your comments and suggestions in writing to the Transportation Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are greatly appreciated. We want to thank everyone for your patience and cooperation. We've concluded the agenda. Thank you.